This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I will tell you, I came into the show a little fired up just at the reaction to the game. I don't feel nearly as annoyed. Annoyed's the wrong word. Defensive about the Cavs and what we saw last night, I don't feel nearly as that. Like I know I'm saying different of what everybody else is saying, but like 3.5 hours in, I do feel this has been a nice cathartic experience today.
I just wish the game was tonight. And I want the time for us to get players back and potentially have more players be healthy. But I want to cleanse myself of what last night was, and I want to do it almost instantly. It's like when you go to the driving range and you're just hitting some bad tee shots. And then when you get another chance, it's right there. You have another opportunity to hit a shot and potentially have it be good, but you never end on a bad one, Nick. You always end on a good one. Even if you leave balls in the stall, you're gonna end on a good one. The moment I said balls in a stall, it just never had a chance, did it?
No, it didn't.
We were doing two things for your brain there. The first one, which is obvious, and the second one, almost going Dr. Seuss, which is another thing that you like to do.
Vanessa always gets frustrated because she'll say something out of place like that, and she won't know she said it, and then the second she looks into my eyes, she'll be like, "What? What are you?" Because I just
sometimes I swerve into it because I know it gets you, and then you can play off of it a little bit. But every now and then that happens where I just accidentally go into it, and then here we are. And now the whole entire analogy, all of it's just ruined.
I know how Bob Ross felt when he said happy little accidents, because they do make me the happiest SOB in town here.
Don't you wish we had a game tonight, though? Cleanse yourself of what you saw last night.
No.
Kind of wipe it away as quickly as you possibly could.
I get to have a couple brewskis tonight. There's no Guardians game. I'm going to disassociate with maybe some Restoration Aloha, I believe is the name on Max. Maybe I'll go back and watch a little Righteous Gemstones. No, tonight, I'm not watching any other NBA playoffs either.
What is Restoration Aloha?
Okay, I don't even think that's the name. But
is it like an HGTV type show?
It's like every one of those shows where we're rebuilding.
They're in Hawaii, so it's different.
And I only watch it because I just love the scenery. I'm like, man, why don't I live in Hawaii? And then I remember they're like Market 83.
There's an ESPN Honolulu. You could totally work at that place. There is.
I guarantee that guy makes
100% is.
That guy makes $27,000 a year before taxes.
Out of college,
I'm telling you right
when
now.
I applied to basically every station in the country and was just throwing resumes at them, I definitely threw one out to the ESPN Honolulu
station. Now, here's the thing. If I had been
I think they responded was part of the reason.
Same thing.
Oh, that's not bad.
If I had been ESPN Honolulu and I got hired at 21, and I just became their afternoon drive guy then, I would have been one of those insufferable people that lives on the island for like 5 years and then starts talking about like, us locals know the history of Hawaii. That's where I'd be.
And you would have embraced talking Hawaii football, but you do it for 40 years and be like, I'm winning.
And I would like start to use like Hawaiian slogans and words within it to let everybody know that I also am hip to Polynesian culture. And I'd get run out because at some point it'd become borderline offensive and just like they'd be like, dude, you're not from here. Like you don't have to act like you're from here.
It'd be a great run. Yeah, we should save all this material for when we interview Dylan Gabriel at some point.
That dude talks to birds. I gotta get to the bottom of this.
Hawaii.
Ask the birds when I die. That's what I want to know.
So you're going to watch a restoration show? You wouldn't want to play a basketball game tonight?
No.
I'm jonesing to... I want to right the wrong that was that game last night.
You realize you could only compound it tonight too, right?
No. Well, that's the other thing, though. But if we go down 3-0, the series is blouses. It's done. Put a fork in them. You're not erasing that deficit, okay?
And it can still be done.
It can be done. We've seen 3-1 happen, obviously. But you go down 3-0 against this Pacers team, as injured as we are, it's going to be... That's night-night time, okay? It's over.
So why would you want that?
No, because... So then it gives me clarity here. Either they win the game, we go to 2-1, and they are the team that I think they are, or we go down 3-0, and then I can have some resolution. Now I have 3 days of trying to figure out what exactly this team is and trying to figure out if I've been backing the wrong horse for the entire season.
Are you uncomfortable sitting in it?
I'm uncomfortable at how that game ended. I'm uncomfortable at the idea that people think the Pacers are better than the Cavs when I know they're not. And I'm uncomfortable at the idea that I know this team is better than what they've shown through 2 games. And the whole world doesn't know that, Nick.
See, I'm sitting in anticipation. I'm sitting in the opposite. So we're both sitting in the unknown together. We're both. But I don't hate this space. I don't hate this space of have I been wrong. Because if I've been wrong, then I've been wrong. Like, or if the injuries are too much to overcome, I'm totally fine with that. But like, I think we're discounting just a little too easy, or a little too quickly that the Cavs also can prove us right. And like,
that's part of why I want them to play tonight. I want them to prove us right, and I want to go ahead and wash away all the bad feeling that I have right now, because I believe Game 3 is going to go more that direction. The third game we play, I think, is going to go more of what happened in that first quarter and really into halftime than what we saw last night in the fourth quarter.
Oh, see, I think I want the Cavs to sit in this for 3 days, because that, like, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to get very spiritual here, but yeah, I mean, the times where I've had to sit in it, in like those are the times where you like truly like figure out who the hell you are as a human being.
I don't need much reflection on this one. If I'm them, I would chalk this one up to have missing 3 of your top 5 best players. And I don't want anywhere in their brain permeating the idea that the Pacers are a better basketball team than them. And if you sit for 3 days, they might start to believe that. And I think that's nonsense.
Oh, see, I think it's the opposite. I think you need distance from this game. I don't think the loss is going to linger. If they're a team that can win a championship or at least get to the Eastern Conference Finals this year, there should be no lingering feelings. If they come out soft as heck on Friday and they just don't have it, then you'll have your answer. Like,
I mean, right now they think Tyrese Halliburton is Michael Jordan. I don't want to live in that space.
Oh, I think they know what happened. I think the farther you get away from this, the more logic you can actually apply to this one. Like, for instance, when I tweeted out what I tweeted last night, which was, I'm not mad. Like, that sucks. Hate it. But they played hard. They just had a bad minute. I knew, man, people are going to be so mad at me on social media. But I knew that, like, that's where I was starting last night. So by the next day, I knew I was going to be clear of so much of the bad feelings of last night, other than every time I think of it, I go, man, that really sucked. But like, as predicted, the same people who last night were like, I hate you, I will never listen to you again, are the people of the day like, okay, I've slept on it, I see what you were saying, we're moving on.
Was there a lot of that? I hate you, we're never listening to you again? Because that might kill our number one ratings here, Nick.
I think that was the nice version. No one threatened to stop listening, but there were some people who just said, like,
I'll have
there
you
were
hate
some strong
listen.
Pejoratives used in my direction.
Listen, hate listen's fine. Listen longer. I have no problem there. Hate listen all day.
But can I do feel mostly cleansed. Mostly cleansed here.
I'm glad you have like a zen feeling to it all. I have more, I guess, a curiosity feeling than anything. I'm just curious to find out
close,
what happens.
Actually, I actually think we're a lot closer than you might realize. Like, there's curiosity, but I think there's a lot of hope in what I saw from game one to game two. I do think they figured them out to some degree, and I think the longer this series goes on, I think Indiana's a little bit easier to expose across 7 games than you are.
I mean, I just hated the idea, and I agree with that. I hated the idea that Ashburner, when he came on, was like, yeah, so all the great teams in the East, you know, the Celtics, the Cavs, and the Pacers. We weren't throwing the Pacers in that mix a month ago.
All right, but yeah, neither was Steve.
Neither was Steve.
And
nobody was.
That's what's I don't want to like hammer Steve for this. But
that's what people are doing, though.
But that's the overreactionary coverage that happens in the NBA. Why one day Kendrick Perkins is like, Tyrese Halliburton's everything that's wrong with the NBA, and the next day saying he's the next coming of Michael Jordan. I'm not saying he said those two things, but that's what you get. And everybody makes fun of Perk when Perk does it. It's the whole damn media.
Right, but that's what I hate. I hate right now for the first two games of the series. Now people think the Pacers are in the same frame as the Cavs are and the Celtics are, and I don't see it that way. I have not seen it that way the entire season. Missing three out of your top five guys should matter in this equation. And if in game three we get some guys back, or even if we don't, show them that you're much better than them. Like, I want that feeling back, Nick. That's why the layoff is going to just kind of suck.
Man, no.
I'm just killing with anticipation.
I think this is a great time for Cavs fans to remember they still won 64 games, to just get back to where you need to be.
Like maybe series, they had to touch the stove to remind them it's still hot. Is that the idea?
Yeah, I think so. I think everybody could use a little. I mean, we simmered down a little bit from yesterday. We're still running hot here. Like, we are. Like, we can all admit the loss has not completely gone away. If you were playing tonight or tomorrow, man, I think we'd still be a little too emotional. Like, that stunk. But now you are where you are. And now, like, I just see it clear as day. Like, all right, if the Cavs are who we thought they were, they'll go out, get a win on Friday, and then we're going to push that momentum going forward. If they're not, okay. And by the way, just to get out ahead of this one, if they don't get the win on Friday, we don't have to just push the red button that says break everything up. Like, we
oh, no,
apply.
I don't want that. Because people are already having those conversations. I don't want that at all.
I mean, hell, you want...
This
you
was
swept,
an injury. This was an injury series, you not swept, a talent series.
You swept Miami. And we were having the, well, I guess it's time to trade Darius so we can keep Ty Jerome conversation. No, we don't need to have those conversations. That we will, and we'll have them all summer long if they lose a series. We would love it if we could just extend this and then go into the next round and then see where we go from there. But, like...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think there should be a part of it. We should be latching onto the excitement more of... This is everything in the NBA playoffs, every series, every game, every step is proof of concept. All right? You got beat the first two games. Now show me your champions. Like, show me that that's where you can get with this, because it's still there right for you. All you have to do is not take that game last night to heart. All you have to do is remember that's one of seven potential games here. And all you have to do is remember you are the Cleveland Cavaliers who won 64 games. Get back to being that team. Get back to health, and let's see where we go from here.
Or as Jake Vonick said last night, that made my mom infuriated. Just make more shots. My mom got livid.
I don't think...
She's like, if it was only that easy, Jake!
I don't think they considered it.
I don't think they considered that option. He's like, they should really make that shot in that moment. And my mom's like, that's not how that works!
I don't think they...
And she tried painting a room with me.
I don't think they considered boxing out for an inbound shot more or on an inbounds pass of doing it the right way. I don't think they considered a lot of things. If Kenny had just been like... Shoot it, Jacob! Shoot it! If you just go on full swamp people, I think we might have gotten the win last night. 216-474-0092. Does it make it worse that we have to wait until Friday, wait the extra day, to get the Cavaliers' redemption, or lack thereof, and the injury part of this coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan? I do like the idea that he might have been worried about taking a cheap shot at me, as if I would have any leg to stand on in that matter.
Yeah, I feel like, you know what's funny about that is the... So we were at the bar yesterday. We were at the Clevelander, obviously, and the two people came up and they were asking us about, like, well, do we have real beef with Ken and Anthony and all these other things? And that same, like, I went home and I was thinking about that a little bit. A buddy of mine texted me and he was asking, he was like, oh, did you, Ken and Anthony took a shot at you? And I'm like, yeah, they can do that. I think I'm like, they're like 30 behind where we're currently at right now. So if they want to take one or two or there's seven, they're more than welcome to do so.
I actually will think, if I don't take a shot at you, that's probably a bigger sign of how I feel about you than if I take a shot at you.
But I feel very loved. Mac feels incredibly loved.
That's
right now.
This is how I show Mac, my affection.
You're the most loved person in Cleveland by Nick Wilson right now.
Yeah. Because of your god awful Isaac Okoro takes.
Yeah, you're gonna live in your parents' basement forever, Mac.
I believe that was that your
love?
Line.
Oh yeah, you're right. I don't express love through that. I express
spite. Pure spite.
Larry David Spite Store. So about that.
Yeah, you think about all the people I don't talk in Cleveland media.
That's right.
Hate them all.
That's right.
I don't.
No.
It would be such a stupid thing for me to hate anyone. I've got a few people.
Well, there's definitely a list. It's not like, you know.
Oh, everyone's saying like a list. You said that's a very specific way.
Well, it's not the Billy Madison list.
This is Mike
list.
Greenberg with the bomb on the plane and whatnot.
We're back to Hiroshima, aren't we?
I would like to. It's a ranking. It's Hiroshima. A ranking of dislike.
The seventh time I say it today is the one time I get it wrong. Michelle in Mayfield DM'd. She goes, the three divas need to suck it up and play. These are the playoffs. And I feel like we're getting a lot of that, by the way. I feel like we're getting a lot of people that are incredibly mad that these three players, I think we'd feel a lot better if we knew maybe more details on the injuries. Is that what, would that make us feel a lot better?
Should we no longer say sprain because everybody thinks they've done something sprained?
Well, sprain just isn't serious enough for people.
Which is wild.
It just isn't.
I sprained my back.
I know.
And I missed multiple days of work.
Hurts so like a bee. I know.
And could not sleep for like 4 days. Like, and that's like just living life. Now, granted, a back injury. And here's the other thing. Where the injuries have happened. It's like, for Donovan, it's a calf. Yeah, kind of need that one to be good at basketball. Darius, it's a toe. All right, if you are a very nimble-footed point guard.
Well, when your game is based off of speed, you might need your toes to work.
You need that great toe.
Oh, LeBron's toes look very funny. Have you ever seen a photo of LeBron's toes? Not
no,
to go
Rex
all Quentin
Ryan,
Tarantino on you. And we're back to naming people with foot fetishes. But his toes are, they're wild. Google image a photo of LeBron's toes and
I don't think I will.
Don't
I think
give me that
work.
Reaction. Now I'm going to make you all do it. Mac,
no.
Google on a work computer.
No. I'm not
Google
putting that on my search history.
LeBron James's toes and tell me they,
how
not,
did you
they should be
upon
studied.
His toes, by the way?
Because they should be studied in like a museum of how did this happen. The fact that he can run on them is incredible to me.
Okay, but how did you stumble upon this?
Well, the For You page is not where I currently live.
I think
live
that's
on
even
X.
worse.
I'm pretty sure it was the other one, the more
what
dangerous
other feet
side
are
of
you
X.
you looking at right now?
That's what they thought you'd be interested in?
Also, how many feet are you looking at that you know LeBron's feet are abnormal looking?
Once you see it, you'll never forget it. Once you Google it and see it, it's like the time that you Google a certain player in the NBA that his nickname is never Google with good reason, and then you see that and you just never forget it. There's certain things you just never forget.
Now I need to know who that is. I'd Google that. That sounds different than LeBron James.
Oh,
kinky feet.
If you want to do a standoff of which one is a worse Google, okay. Here's what
you
I'm gonna
found
have you
exactly,
do.
Now
I want to pull it up
now
for
we're
you.
Cooking with fire.
Just okay. Type in Evan Fournier's name.
Okay.
And then see how that goes for you.
Okay.
And I don't know if you have to do anything specific afterwards. I think at this point we're just all just kind of messed up.
No, I'm not. Okay, he's in a Knicks jersey there. He's in a Magic jersey there. He's in a France jersey there.
Oh, they've cleaned this up. They've cleaned this up in a big way. Yeah. You might have to type like disease at the end of this.
There's a okay.
Legitimately, his NBA nickname is never Google. Because you're just never supposed to. You're never supposed to. Because Fournier, gangrene Fournier is like a, it's a bacterial infection.
Okay.
In areas you don't. I mean, not that there's a good spot to have a bacterial infection.
Yeah, but I got one. I did. Okay.
You get why he's never Google now?
One's a calf. The other one's.
It's a flesh-eating disease.
Higher than. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Why don't you just tell me to Google LeBron's toes, for God's sake?
And it worsens quick. I did. I tried. I tried really hard. Now will you Google LeBron's toes, and maybe that'll wipe away the never Google?
There are very few things that can make me... I taste it. I in my mouth, I got the taste that you have when you're When you feel like you're going to get sick.
Now I just, okay, so now I looked up LeBron's toes, and these, it looks like child's play compared to Evan Fournier.
You know what? Now I will.
Now I will. Now you're going to look like, that's like, not
what
a big
what
deal.
What are your problem with these toes? LeBron, James,
I want to show you the spicier one. And you act, how does he run on that? Legitimately, how does he run on that?
The big toe's under the next toe.
Look at how it like shapes off to the side.
Yeah.
That's
is
not
that a
normal.
Dislocated toe?
No part of this is normal.
But yet when you actually see...
And it is a million times faster than I'll ever be.
Maybe that's the special sauce.
That's the MJ maybe secret
gotta,
sauce.
Maybe we got to rip that big toe, that great toe out of its place. And all of a sudden, JP can fly with the lemurs.
I mean, basically, LeBron is showing you who even needs toes to play basketball.
I mean, I think the worst one is the one where the big toe's under the next toe. The index toe is its known.
It's living on the big toe.
I can't wait to see what Jake is going to name this chapter.
It's like a couch. The big toe serves as a couch for this other toe. It's incredible. It's like a beanbag chair.
I'm going to tell you right now, if we wanted to get a specific community to show up, just put toes and feet. All right? Maybe some of the make the SEO version of that, but let the toes and feet, baby.
Diving deep into WikiFeet?
I think that's too clever. Like, this needs to be the bat signal for Rex Ryan's The Universe. If Rex Ryan doesn't comment on that Odyssey chapter, we will have failed. Jake will have failed us.
You're not going to out-freak this freak, okay?
I like that your default foot fetish guy is Rex Ryan, and then mine is Quentin Tarantino, and then we're not going to find any more.
No, I think we could. I don't think it's going to take much to find.
I don't think we want to find anymore. I think we're both happy with that being
our Google search
people.
Away from knowing a lot. Listen, I said it enough times. Whatever you're into.
Yeah, we don't kink shame. That's definitely, we don't kink shame.
But we do whatever the hell that Evan Fournier thing was.
I was going to say, aren't you happy I set it up with something that was really miserable and then LeBron's toes looked very, they're not normal, but they looked much better in comparison.
Dan Favalli, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.